Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
Glenn, in our remaining time, I want to get into some specific issues that you address in the book. And one of those, and we've struggled, my wife and I have struggled with this in our own church. There are some churches, evangelical churches, who openly gay individuals or couples, I should say, into their church body, and not a big deal. They say, you know, eventually we're hoping this person will come to Christ, and they're not necessarily asking that they change their behavior. You will see the gay couple sitting together in the congregation. There are other churches that say, no way, Jose, we would never allow an openly gay person to darken the door of our church. Sin is sin. Different ways of responding. Where do you come down on that?
Well, I address that in the book, and this is a big one, and it's an important one. And, you know, the explanation that I give in the church is every good church needs to have and should have either, you know, literally or figuratively, a sign over every one of its doors that say, only sinners need apply, because sinners are the only people that Jesus knows what to do with. You know, the ones who come through the door having their lives all together, perfect, you know, not having some big hang up in their life. Christ doesn't know what to do with those people, and the church doesn't really know what to do with those people, because the church is the process of hearing the Word of God, being taught the Word of God, the Holy Spirit being brought into their lives to convict us of sin. And so, you know, do gay and lesbian individuals belong in the church? I don't know any other better place that they do belong. Now, Bill, the question is, what do we do with people when they come to our church? Do we say, okay, I'm not going to say anything about your sin. I'm not going to act like your issues are sinful, whether that's pride, whether that's arrogance, whether that's lying, whether that's cheating on your taxes, whether that's being unfaithful to your husband or wife, or whether it's the same-sex issue. I mean, again, that goes back to that great equalizer. The thing that makes every one of us equal is that we all have sin. We all require radical repentance and asking forgiveness of Christ. Is that true of the gay and lesbian individual? Absolutely. And so I say, yes, absolutely welcome everybody that comes through our doors. But here's the deal. Every church should faithfully and passionately teach the fullness of the Word of God and let it out there, make sure people hear it, make sure people know what Christ demands of this. And, you know, I say jokingly, let that stick hit each one of us where it needs to hit us, you know. Never pull your punches, Pastor, in any other topic. But the other is, and pray that the Holy Spirit, He's the one that convicts us of our sin. Participate with the Holy Spirit as He convicts each of us as we hear the Word of God teach of our own sin. So love everybody that comes through your door. Teach the Word of God passionately and faithfully and uncompromisingly, and then cooperate with the Holy Spirit as He convicts us of our sins. And churches that do that are going to do this issue well and get it right.
Okay, here's the sticky issue, though. You've got somebody in your congregation who is cheating on their taxes, or who's an adulterer or an alcoholic. You don't know that necessarily about them. Maybe you do if you're in a small group. But if you see two men sitting together in the pews holding hands, it's very clear that they are involved in, I mean, unless there's some other reason they're holding hands, father and son.
Yeah.
But two guys about the same age sitting in the pews holding hands or with their arm around each other, it's a very clear indication that they are involved in a sin. So how do we respond to that, Glenn?
Well, there's a specific there, and that's an important thing in the book, is there are lots and lots of important nuances. One, if I'm a pastor, I would allow these men to come to the church. I would encourage them to come to the church. I would be, you know, I would love for them. But if they are coming in holding hands, arms around one another, I would gently and kindly explain to them why that's a problem within our church and even at church functions. I would do the same thing with a cohabiting couple, a heterosexual cohabiting couple. I would say the relationship that you are in is contrary to what we believe as Christians and that what we hold forth. We are glad that you're here. We want you to be here. But we cannot allow you to announce, if you will, or proclaim, and that's what you're doing through these physical intimacies, the nature of your relationship. And so it's not a gay thing per se. It's the same thing true for the cohabiting couple. And that may be hard for them to understand, but we try to explain it as kindly and graciously as we can. And maybe we have to come back 3 more times and explain it to them to help them get it. But do not make that compromise in that way. And they need to understand that there are these important nuances. Okay, so you can let us come to the church, but you can't let us hold hands. Well, let me explain it to you again why that's a problem. You know, it's for the children that are there. It's for the young, you know, teens that are there and things like that. But it's also just that is a proclamation of the nature of your relationship that is contrary to what God calls us to. And so those nuances are important, and really people can only face those and deal with those when they get into those situations. And I think that wrestling with those kinds of things are important for us in the church today.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.